get really fucking drunk. Meet me at the bar, meet me at the bar.
All right, we're back again at the new Life on Tap compound here. And Sean and I are going to open up another beer. This is actually a beer that we've tasted before, actually, but I wanted to have again on the show. There's another one from good old fellows at Jolly Pumpkin. This is their Weizenbaum, their farmhouse wheat beer, aged in oak barrels. This is in another large 750 bottle, and this is the fourth in their Bam farmhouse series, and perhaps most adventurous. They're a traditional farmhouse-style Hefeweizen. Weizenbaum seamlessly blends traditional German-style Hefeweizen yeast with their own local wild and sour cultures for a menage of the most flavorful sort, ready golden with yeast-driven esters of banana, spicy clove, and nutmeg, all wrapped up with a generous dose of good-natured rapscallion delight. Cheers and mahalo.
It's plenty. More than a menage a trois.
It is. It is, yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and give this thing a shot. And I'm actually going to be pairing this tonight, actually, with a beer from work. A cheese from work, which is entitled Beer Mat, short for... Beer Mat, I'm going to butcher this, I'm not even going to try it. Anyway.
That's why they call it Beer Mat.
That's why they call it Beer Mat, because it's a lot easier, because it's actually washed with wheat beer. Hence the reason why we're pairing it with it, because I thought it'd be a really interesting combination to take, you know, a beer that has a little bit of, you know, a residual funky note basically on the nose, but on the taste basically, it's got this soft, supple feel to it. When it's washed with the beer, it definitely soaks through. And you can see on the outside of it, and I'll include a picture for the episode here, but it definitely, you know, has that appeal, that beer appeal to it or whatnot. So, all right. So, as I said, it's obviously golden. Got a nice head on it, some nice lacing on the glass, and it's obviously, you know, you can tell it's bottle condition because, you know, you can't see, it's translucent, but you still can't see clearly through the glass. So, cheers.
Cheers. It smells like a cider.
Yeah. That's the sour cultures that they got. But on the back end, I do get a bit of the banana on the back end there. Oh, yeah. I like it. It's got the traditional dry pumpkin twang at the end of the taste there, but it's got...
Yeah, I find it good for something different. Would I prefer a more traditional wheat beer? Probably.
Just because you're used to that.
I don't know if I'm used to that, but that's what I like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's too. Oh, I still think it's a really, you know, tasty approach to the style. You know, so I mean, definitely they took it and made it their own.
No, definitely.
So now I'm gonna give a shot with the beer mat here.
Did you eat the outside?
No, the outside is, I believe, technically edible, but I don't recommend it. Plus, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to chew. It's a little like chewy and whatnot, so I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah, want to try a bill of peace?
Sure.
Like I said, I would probably not try and whiff it too much because it does have a little bit of a strong smell. Up front, it kind of like washed it out for me a little bit. The taste, the front, in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And after I swallowed the liquid, and I still had a little bit of the residual cheese on my tongue, though, I did get this nice creaminess, like almost like a Havarti style creaminess, kind of in the mid palate. And on the end, basically, it kind of just trails off into nothingness. So it's kind of like, you know, it wasn't as, you know, effervescent or as, you know, great, as synergetic as a pairing as I would have liked. But, you know, it's still really still tasty.
Yeah. I didn't love the cheese, but it went okay with the beer.
Yeah.
I don't think it negatively affected each other, but there were no fireworks.
Yeah, exactly. I liked it, but I didn't love it, as they say.
In lieu of it.
Okay, well, we're going to enjoy the rest of this for this night evening, and we'll catch us on the flip side.
So, if you can reach us on the web, it's at www.lifeontap.com. You can email us at lifeontap@lifeontap.com. Check me out there on the Twitterverse and the Skypeverse. I am newtype2001. Friend me up on Facebook at facebook.com/danontap. And don't forget to like us up on Facebook at facebook.com/lifeontap. And you can also friend me up on Tap. There, I'm Dan on Tap. We can enjoy some brews virtually together. So until next time, remember, life's a tap. Drink up till it's dry. Drinking beer.